Welcome to take three. Hopefully it won't rain this time. I've always enjoyed building things. It started out with Lego as a child, though I've recently discovered there are some colossal Lego kits with thousands of pieces aimed at grown-ups. We'll see. I've always enjoyed building things, but the results have been mixed. For one school project, I made a small bookshelf for my cassette tapes. That's how old I am. Only the shelves were so wonky, the cassettes fell over and the dovetail joints didn't, well, dovetail. But then, as a home project, I designed and built a cabinet for my hi-fi, which is still in my study to this day, with my hi-fi in it. I wonder what things you build. It may be a thing like a cabinet or a garden. It may be a home, a family, a career, a team. It could be something else entirely. We all build. Why? Because that's what God created us to do. And that's what this passage is all about. Building, or rather, rebuilding. Our reading today, coming all the way from one of our mission partners, Ruth, in Burundi, is one of the most important passages in the Bible. Why? Because it summarizes Jesus' ministry. In Luke 4, at the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus went into the synagogue in Nazareth on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He picked up the scroll containing these words in Isaiah and read them out. And then Luke continues. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." I invite you to have a look through the first three verses of Isaiah 61 yourself later. And in them you'll see a description of Jesus' ministry, proclaiming good news for the poor, binding up the brokenhearted, releasing prisoners from darkness, and so on. But it's not only about him and what he did. It's also about what we do once he has swapped our ashes for a crown of beauty, our grief for the oil of joy, our spirit of despair for a garment of praise. And what we do is build, or rather, rebuild. Have a look with me at verse 4 of Isaiah 61. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. And in one sense, these words have a literal meaning. Israel's places and cities had been literally ruined and devastated by invading armies. But I suspect we can all relate to this verse on a spiritual level. For many of us, it wouldn't take long to identify areas in our lives, in our communities, and in our church family that are ruined and devastated. Not least since the lockdown started in March. But did you notice there are two kinds of rebuilding? First, there is restoring, bringing back what was there before, picking up the ruined pieces and putting them back together again. But there's also renewing, making something better than it was before, or using the opportunity to correct any mistakes. I once wrote a piece of software for a school. They wanted something like Facebook to link pupils with ex-pupils who were going to act as mentors and give careers advice. Now, when you build software, the building blocks are often things called classes. Each one does a particular thing and you put them together like bricks and end up with an application. So, I made a class to represent a pupil, which links to another class which represented a mentor, so you could see which mentors a particular pupil was working with. Very useful. Unfortunately, I also made a link the other way so you could see the pupils that a mentor was helping. Also very useful, except as the software loaded a pupil, it loaded that pupil's mentors. And then each of those mentors' pupils. And then each of those pupils' mentors. And then each of those mentors' pupils. It's called an infinite recursion error. And it's bad. The thing was, it worked fine with a small amount of test data because there wasn't much linking and recursion. So we didn't realise what I'd done until we loaded all the pupils and all the mentors and the application totally crashed. It took me days to find the problem. And because it was with one of the fundamental bricks, the mistake infected every single part of the software. So it needed to be completely rewritten. My friends, as we begin to rebuild after the devastating effects of the lockdown, and let's not forget, COVID-19 has not gone away, we need to be wise. We need to be wise about the things that we restore, the things where we pick up the pieces and put them back together as before. And we need to be wise about the things that we renew, the things where we use this opportunity to fix mistakes, to make things better. When you think about your life and faith as a disciple, as a member of your church family, what things do you need to restore and what things do you need to renew? Personally, I'm trying to renew my own pattern of prayer, and hopefully that might lead to renewing our pattern of praying for and with one another. But whatever we build, restoring or renewing, we need to have in mind these words from Isaiah 61, verse 3. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Oaks. Oak grows slowly, but it grows strong. There are no quick fixes or shortcuts here. The life of a disciple is not easy. It takes a lot of effort. But exactly like Jesus, God anoints us with the Holy Spirit to help and enable us to grow big and strong. Oaks, oaks of righteousness. A life of holiness and godliness is not an optional extra, but the essence, the shape, the form, the way of being a disciple. And what does righteousness look like? Well, we could do a lot worse than looking at the pattern of Jesus' own ministry in verses 1 to 3. As his disciples, we should be following in his footsteps. Are we? Our summer series is called Build, Build, Build. And my hope is that it helps us, one, make Jesus the foundation and pattern of all we do, and two, discern what we need to restore and what we need to renew. Make Jesus the foundation and pattern of all we do, and discern what we need to restore and what we need to renew. So please, I invite you to pray through those two things as we read and study the scriptures together over the coming weeks. It hasn't rained, but it's been rather sunny. Amen.